This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. State Representative Larry Inman is on trial this week on corruption charges. He's in federal court in Grand Rapids, where IPR's Max Johnston has been covering the case. He joins me over the phone to fill us in on what happened today. Hi, Max.
Hi, Kendra.
So the prosecution is still presenting their case. Who did they call to the stand today?
Today we heard from seven witnesses. Some were legislators that worked with Inman in the Capitol. We also heard from the federal agent that spearheaded the case against him. We also heard from Inman's legislative aide, where there was a lot of discussion regarding opioid abuse, which we'll get to later. But most famously, Lee Chatfield, the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives, was called to the stand today.
So let's start with Chatfield. Why was he called to testify?
Yeah, Chatfield was called in because he worked with Inman on that vote last year that prosecutors say the one he tried to sell his vote on. Chatfield and Inman texted and spoke in person a lot about that topic around that time. So prosecutors asked Chatfield about his impression of Inman's behavior in that time frame and what may have factored into his vote.
What did Chapman have to say about Inman? Did he shed any light on what was factored into his vote?
He did. So to back up a bit, prosecutors are putting forward this theory that Inman's vote on prevailing wage was tied to whoever essentially was going to pay him for it. Inman's attorney says money didn't factor into his vote, pressure from people like Lee Chatfield did, and that Inman's vote was tied to things like staff and committee assignments that Chatfield could have put at risk if Inman didn't vote, you know, the way he wanted. So in his testimony, Chatfield basically said that theory doesn't stand up. He didn't put any pressure on Inman for the vote. And he said it did seem like Inman was looking for help around that time in the form of cash for his campaign.
So Inman's legal team, what did they have to say about this testimony?
So he basically asked Chatfield, Inman's attorney, I'm speaking up here, asked Chatfield if any conversation that he had with Larry Inman was illegal or unethical, to which Chatfield said no. Then Cook asked Chatfield about everything that's happened with Inman in the Capitol since he was charged with the crime. Remember, that's sponsoring resolution, asking Inman to resign. He was stripped of committee assignment. He lost access to his office, all this stuff that Chatfield was sort of behind. Basically, Inman's attorney was arguing that despite no clear violation of the law, Chatfield and other legislators kind of leapt to the conclusion that he was guilty and punished him for it.
How did Chatfield seem? I understand he didn't want to testify in this case. How was he on the stand?
He seemed a bit nervous to start off. I actually got to court early today, and I saw Chatfield and his attorneys approach the courtroom about 30 minutes before the doors were open. And he was just asking them, like, where he should walk and where he should stand and how he should take his oath. And they were, like, kind of pointing out where he should go and stuff like that. When he actually got to the stand, he seemed to relax and then answered all the questions, frankly. It was actually kind of funny. By the time he was done testifying and he was leaving the stand, he was followed very quickly by a group of about a dozen or so reporters. And I heard that he ran into like a men's room to avoid them afterward.
So what were some other highlights from today?
We heard from a couple people that were formerly or currently in the House of Representatives. They mostly disputed this defensive theory that Inman's vote was for political reasons and not for campaign donations. Inman's legislative aide testified and said Inman's behavior was getting like more erratic around this time, and he saw him suffering from a lot of health problems. The federal agent behind the case also took the stand. He said Inman tried to solicit campaign cash over text, he said that Inman never said he tried to solicit campaign cash over text, which the prosecutors say is a lie, and that's where that third charge of lying to the FBI comes in.
So the defense had their say. What was their message today?
Yeah, Chris Cook, Inman's attorney, asked pretty much everyone on the stand if they ever saw Inman clearly ask for cash in exchange for a vote, to which pretty much everyone said, no, we didn't clearly see that. That's a big element of their defense, that they saw no clear offer for a bribe coming from Inman. His attorney also kept bringing up Larry Inman's health and state of mind. Remember, it was around the time of this vote and this crime, if you ask the prosecutors, that Inman was on a lot of drugs. In fact, it was said today in court that he was taking 12 to 4 Norco pills a day, plus a fentanyl patch to help with some back pain. By the way, that's a lot of opioids right there. Cook asked multiple witnesses about their impression of Inman's behavior. One person said he was, quote, losing it. Others said he was forgetful and erratic. Basically, the defense is laying the seeds of the argument that he wasn't in the state of mind to commit these crimes.
So what's next in the case?
prosecution is expected to wrap up their case tomorrow, and then the defense takes over, and they're getting their witness list ready. It's not quite finished. Chris Cook also said he's not sure if Inman himself will testify yet. And then at the end, the judge sort of said he expects the jury to have the case and make a decision early next week, Monday or Tuesday.
Max Johnston will be in Grand Rapids keeping us updated on the trial. Thanks, Max.
Thank you, Kendra.